Your journey to health starts now. Get the truth, the raw truth, with international health and fitness expert Robbie Raw. Call Robbie with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848. Coming to you live from the WDCX studios, here's Robbie Raw.
And good morning. Thank you for tuning in today. And I'm not coughing today, so I'm so happy that I can speak with you without pressing the cough button. And, you know, really, it is enough of the winter here. I know everybody's saying that, but you know what? Here's the thing that I try and remember when I get up every morning. We are breathing. We have God's breath in our lungs, and I love the people here. The people are warm. I can't imagine being anywhere else. You know, I like going on vacation, but I also love being here because of the people. And obviously, we have so much to be thankful for every day. So, you know what? I could take a little bit of snow, and I could take a little bit of the cold, even though it's kind of getting to me, too. I just am grateful every single day for God's breath in my lungs and the opportunity to come here and speak with you. And speaking of which, I'm so excited. In a couple weeks, I will be co-hosting Neil Boron's show from 3 to 6 on February 20th with the one and only Carrie Cardinelli. And I'm going to be so psyched to do that. Of course, you know, I love Neil Boron and always am listening. I've been a long, long, long time listener of, you know, his shows over the years. And so he's on every day, Monday through Friday from 3 to 6. And so I am co-hosting with Carrie Cardinelli on Thursday, February 20th. We are going to have a blast. So don't forget to tune in then. And, you know, I'm excited, so excited about our guest today. And, you know, when we talk about taking care of our health and we talk about taking care of our body, the temple, the mobile home that God gave us, it's from head to toe. It's from head to toe. And, you know, it was just by divine intervention that, again, I got connected with our guests that are going to be joining me today. And that is Dr. Tom Elmer and Dr. Adrian Quesada from Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care. And, you know, again, you know, it just blows me away the way God connects the dots. My husband, Jeff, and my daughter actually had gone on a missions trip with Dr. Adrian Quesada and several other people as well this past last year. And also I was speaking at the MOPS group at the chapel, and I had the pleasure of meeting Dr. Adrian Quesada and my good friend who's in my LifeLinks group, my Bible study, Linda, works for Ficta Endel and Eye Care, Elmer and Eye Care. And so it's just amazing. It just amazes me the way God just connects the dots. So I'm really excited to have them on today. You know, so many people over the week that I was saying, you know, that they were going to be on the show said, oh my gosh, I want to hear about LASIK surgery. I want to hear about, you know, this. I want to hear about that. And I said, you know what? If you go to the website, you're going to be amazed at all the things that they do. I was amazed. I was researching this over the last couple of days on their website, and it just blows my mind. I had no idea. I had no idea that they do as much as they do at Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care. So when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, Dave will be opening up the phone lines. I will bring the doctors in, and we're going to have a great conversation today. And if you have any comments or questions, I'd actually like to hear from some people that had the LASIK surgery from the doctors and you know how that is, because I've thought about it. I wear contacts all the time, and so I can't wait to get into this and hear more about this. And again, if you have any questions or comments, we will be opening up the phone lines, and I actually in a little bit will be giving out a couple of items today, and one of them is going to be one of my exercise DVDs, and the other one will be a gift certificate from DeValio's, the oil and vinegar amazing place that I'm always visiting. I love that place. And so anyway, when we come back, I'll bring the doctors in, and we'll get right into the show today because we have a lot to cover. So stay with us. We'll be right back with The Raw Truth.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Find The Raw Truth on Facebook. Go to Facebook.com, search The Raw Truth Fitness, and click like to become a fan.
And we're back. I'm so excited about our guest today. Dr. Thomas Elmer is in the house, and Dr. Adrian Quesada. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. Thanks for having us.
Oh, gosh. Well, I'm very excited. This is the first time I had eye doctors on, and of course, my gosh, I can't imagine, life without, my blessed eyes. And I know, a lot of people like me wear contacts, glasses. Some people have many other problems with their eyes. And I just love the fact that, both of you from Ficta, Endel, and Elmer Eye Care are, you're believers.
Yeah,
and
sure.
That is wild. I love that. It doesn't surprise me. And Dr. Adrian Quesada, I met you at the MOPS
group at the chapel. Yeah,
yes,
church. Yes,
that was awesome.
Yes,
I was speaking there, and then you introduced yourself, and you were going on a mission
the next day.
Yeah,
with your husband and your daughter to the Dominican Republic.
That's right.
Yes,
oh
yeah.
My gosh,
it was wonderful to meet you that day. I'm so happy to be here today too.
Well, and God connected the dots then, and then of course. Through my Bible study, I've heard so much about both of you through, my friend Linda. And so thank you so much. So, I had no idea, Dr. Elmer, that, you have been involved in so much missionary work. And, tell us about what you've been doing, because I know that there's several things you've been doing.
Yeah, I've been on actually 8 mission trips myself. And, I was talking to Adrian about it when we first met. I was like, that's such a great opportunity, and somewhat got her involved as well. But it's a huge part of what I do. In fact, it's really the focus of why I became an eye surgeon to begin with.
Because really?
Eye surgery is just so perfect for the mission field, because you can go in, you can make a difference, you can take a person that's completely blind and make them see really in a matter of minutes. And so you can make a huge impact on somebody's life in a short time. And then they're usually fine, so you don't have to stay to take care of them.
Wow.
So especially if you're like me, I have a wife and 2 children that I want to be here with, and you want to be able to go and make a big impact and then be able to come back and still be with your family. So it's ophthalmology is perfect for that.
I can't even imagine how unbelievable you must feel when you help someone see.
Yeah, it's just the best feeling in the world. I mean, you talked about LASIK earlier. I mean, when people come into our office and they lay down and they've been wearing glasses since they were in the 2nd grade and they sit up and they can see, sometimes they'll start to cry. I mean, it's just a very emotional experience.
That's what I did when I had my LASIK.
Wow.
Yeah, I was in Florida at the time, and that's where I had my LASIK, and they had written my name really large on this wall. To me, it was blink. And when I sat up from the surgery and they said, "What does that say?" I said, "Oh my gosh, my name." You know, it was great. So,
oh, you're making me cry now.
And, you know, people will say that even years later, which is the best thing that you could ever hear. So many people will say, "It's the best thing I ever did."
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, to be able to work in a place where you hear that several times a day, not only from LASIK, but cataract surgery, it's just really changed and enhanced their life so much. So, it's really a blessing to work at a place where you get to do that.
Oh, my gosh. You see people that are just, you know, just overwhelmed with what they're... I definitely want to get into all of that. Dr. Elmer, I wanted to ask you because I know Adrian was telling me about the Mercy Ship.
Right.
Tell me about that.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. I mean, so we do this LASIK all the time, and it's amazing, right? But you just have to take it that much greater when you take a person that's completely blind. They literally can't see your hand in front of their face. You can imagine. And so we go over there and we'll screen these patients, and there'll be lines just forever, people lined up that just can't see. And some of them have conditions we can't help, but the vast majority of the people that have these conditions are just simple cataracts that we take for granted here that we can take care of any time. And so we bring them onto this ship. Mercy Ships is such a great setting for missions. And by the way, I'll just make a side note that anybody can go to Mercy Ships. You don't have to be an eye surgeon. There's 400 to 500 people on this ship doing all facets of missionary work. So they need people working in the kitchens and you know, doing all sorts of stuff. So the opportunity is there for just anybody that's listening right now.
That's wild.
But in any event, as a surgeon, you feel so great because you actually are the one physically doing it. And you bring these people on the ship that maybe have never had felt air conditioning in their life. They're blind, so you have to guide them in. You literally have to have them feel the table, lay down. It's about a 15-minute procedure, and they sit up and they can see that instantaneously.
The
feeling that you get is unbelievable.
Wow.
And then usually what happens is we'll put a patch on their eye that day just to keep it clean. In the United States, we don't really have to do that because it's cleaner. People will see right away. But there on the ship, we usually patch them because they're their environment. But the next day they come in, and I'll go into somebody that's like helping in the galley cooking, and come down. And I'm like, "All right, you take this person's patch off," because everybody on the ship's sort of working hand in hand. It's not just me as a surgeon. I sort of put myself away from it and say it's really God that's doing it all, and I'm the instrument. You know, it's this unbelievable privilege that I have, and that you peel the patch off of this person's eye and you just see the smile on their face. It is absolutely incredible.
Oh my gosh. It's the best
feeling.
I'm getting goosebumps.
Yeah, it really is. I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it right now myself, just the memories of it. And we would do that day in, day out.
Wow.
The first time I went for about 5 weeks to Sierra Leone, and that it just been through just terrible civil war. And there was no running water, no electricity, no sewage in the entire country. And so these people were dirt poor. And just to take care of them, it was amazing. But the second time I went back for about 3 months, and I just operated 5 days a week, and that's all I did all day long is just bring people in, make them see better. It's just such a rewarding experience.
To love what you do and feel that it matters, how can anything be more awesome?
It really is.
Wow.
And it's a great work situation because everybody there is the same goal. I mean, the goal is because they're working for the big guy upstairs, and we're all equal, and everybody's just doing their job. Nobody's getting paid. In fact, you have to pay to be there. You have to pay your way to get there. You have to pay room and board while you're there.
Wow.
A lot of times you could get fundraising. I actually turned money away. So many people were willing to donate at the time.
Gosh.
So it was really, it's just an amazing experience. So I've been going every year, 8 years in a row. In fact, Adrian and I, our weddings were within a month from each other,
I think.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, but now, I've taken my wife with me.
Yeah.
To different people.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I just posted your picture on social media. People are like, "Oh, they're a couple." No.
Yeah, yeah. But we work together all the time. We actually just were on vacation together recently.
Yeah, we're very good friends.
That's what happens when you surround yourself with people who have the same, you know, goals as you do, and that is to glorify and honor God and help others. You just can't help but, you know, I have other areas of your life infiltrate like that, you know. You're on the same mission.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And you've also, as we said, Dr. Adrian Quezada, been on mission trips. You've been on with my husband and my daughter, Raquel.
Yes, the Dominican.
So you serving in your way, too.
You know, mine was definitely a different experience. We had these clinics set up in these little different villages, and basically the people had no health care coming to them. So we came right to them, and we set up where we could. You know, it wasn't the easiest clinic, but, you know.
Wasn't on a ship.
It was not on a ship. But, you know, sometimes in little churches or, you know, and sometimes even outdoor areas.
Right.
But we did what we could. And, you know, for me, I was hoping to get more into the health aspect, helping people that way. But then I realized that my goal was different from what God wanted me to do there. And I just basically the volume of people that we were able to see and give glasses to, you know, that was more how I was able to help. So
that was
very special too. You know, there was a few people that I took pictures of because I would literally, I would give them a card to read just to see where they could read.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would give them reading glasses according to what I thought they needed, the strength that they needed. And that smile that just popped up on their face mm-hmm. as soon as I gave them the glasses and they could see all the way down to the bottom line. You know, it was also, that was wonderful for me. So,
oh, wow.
Yeah,
I can't, that must have been so rewarding, too.
Yeah,
I know,
and
in that trip, too, many people were doing
different. We saw like 1,000 people. So it was,
oh, wow.
You know, it was, you know, to help that many people.
Unbelievable.
You know, yeah.
Wow.
It was great. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, you know, both of you, I just so, you know, grateful, as I know so many other people are, that you can help people on a day-to-day basis, not just in your missionary work, but when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, I want to get into some of the things that you do on a day-to-day basis at Fichte Endel and Elmer Eye Care. And I was amazed when I went on the website, honestly. I had no clue all the things that go on there on a day-to-day basis and what you have to offer. So when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, we'll definitely get into that. And we'll also open up our phone lines, 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Again, 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. In our second half hour, I will be giving away some exciting gifts for a couple of our callers, so stay tuned for that. And Dave's on the line, so we'll be right back with the Raw Truth. Stay with us.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of muscular skeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortman-Nabi and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortman-Nabi offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Commit to improving your health and fitness. This year, commit to changing your life for the better. Hi, I'm Robbie Raw, your holistic health and nutrition practitioner, and I'm here to help you commit to changing your body and health for good. For over 30 years, I've been coaching people on how to transform their body into the temple God made it to be. I offer private nutrition and life coaching, a new monthly holistic class, and a new 12-week healthy eating and living program where you'll stay motivated, learn the secrets to increase your energy level, transform your body, and get lean and healthy. I will engage you in all the tools you need to see the results you've been working so hard for. So for more information, go to my website, robbieraw.com.
Hi, I'm Annette Herman.
And I'm Ryan Robe.
We're co-owners of Home Run Creative Services. Business owners know that the single best way to raise brand awareness, increase web traffic, and bring more customers through the door is effective advertising.
Good marketing takes time and expertise, and many times company owners are short on one or the other, and sometimes both.
That's where we come in. We'll meet with you, get to know your product or service, and help you through the process of coordinating your marketing.
Businesses that are new to the marketplace often are starting from square one and need a logo or a website. We can do that.
Established companies sometimes need a fresh pair of eyes to see the big picture. Maybe their television ads are stale and they need a creative approach. We can do that too. Check out examples of our work at homeruncreative.com. If you're ready to step up to the plate and professionally market your business, we'd love to be on your team. We're creativity wrapped in customer service. We're Home Run Creative Services.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you.
Learn more about Robbie as well as blog posts, videos, and resources from today's program by visiting RobbieRaw.com.
And we're back. And I'm just on the website again of Ficti, Endel, and Elmer Eye Care, and Ficta.
Yes, Ficta. Okay.
and so, you know, there's so much information on here. I have Dr. Tom Elmer on and Dr. Adrian Quesada. And we were just looking at, there's a link actually on your website that talks about the Mercy Ships that you were talking about.
Yeah,
it's a little movie on there, right?
Yeah. I was really lucky. CNN came and interviewed me a couple of years ago just after I'd gotten back from one of my trips. And so if people want to learn about it, like I said, anybody can do this type of stuff.
Wow.
This medical missions thing. I mean, that's really the reason I became an eye surgeon to begin with, because I was looking at fields that would be really good for medical missions. But a lot of people think, oh, that's so great, you can do that. But there's really opportunities for anybody out there.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Yeah. Well, and just, you know, a small company, CNN, you know, came to you and, you know, interviewed you. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, and it's so awesome that you picked, you know, your field, because you felt that you could actually use it and God could use you as a vessel.
Yeah.
And it's just so cool. I love it. I know
your daughter's getting ready to interview for medical school.
Yes.
So it's really great. I mean, medical school, it's such a privilege to have that education and do it. But when you're in medical school, you kind of rotate through the different specialties. But I had taken a year off in between University of Notre Dame and medical school to do a year of volunteer service work, and I worked with underprivileged children, and it was just an awesome year, working with the Holy Cross priests and brothers. It was just great. And so after that year, I knew I wanted to do more medical missions. So 10 years later, because that's how long school takes, you know, 4 years of medical school, an internship, 4 years of residency, a fellowship, and then I could get out there, and Dr. Ficta and Dr. Endel were recruiting me. But I said, you know, no, I'm not going to go. I'm going to move to Africa. And Dr. Endel said, what?
Let me talk to you a little longer. Wow.
But, you know, it was such a great experience. But it's just, ophthalmology is just such a good field to do that. I mean, you can make such a huge difference in such a short amount of time. And it's very rewarding day in and day out, like you were saying, too. I mean, you do it there in Africa, but every day we see patients all day long, help them, just some simple pair of glasses to a LASIK surgery, and people that have been wearing glasses since they were in the second grade, and all of a sudden they can see without glasses. It's amazing.
Well, my daughter Chanel's listening right now, so hey, maybe she'll go into the field.
Yeah.
That is awesome. So, listen, I want to talk about the fact that both of you specialize in pediatric eye care. Tell me some of the things that you specialize in, and because I know many people who are listening right now, they're listening, but their kids are in the background because it's Saturday and they're running around. How can you help? What are some of the things that you do?
Okay. So I am an optometrist.
Okay.
So I do basically routine exams. Okay. So if people come in, children, if they just need a pair of glasses to help them see far away, if they are having trouble reading up close, if they get headaches after school, if they're getting fatigued after reading for long periods of time. A lot of time they're labeled as attention deficit because in school setting they can't sit for a long period of time, or even when they're home and they're doing their reading, they want to get up and walk around. A lot of times it's actually eye fatigue. So we can help them with a pair of glasses for that. We do go in further. We do help people with strabismus, which is a fancy word for an eye turn. We also help people with amblyopia, which is, again, a fancy word for someone who's not correctable to 20/20 vision. Hmm. In some instances, we simply give them glasses to help them see better because it's all within the brain development, not the eyes. So the eyes have to see clearly so the brain will develop normally. Wow. Now, it really has to occur before the ages of 8 to 10. So sometimes we do get kids that come in just a little too late. So that's why I tell parents, you know, they'll bring their 12-year-old in because they need glasses to see far away. And they say, you know, I have a younger child, but they're not having any problems. Should I bring them in? And I say, yes, absolutely. They may be having a problem that you're not even aware of. Yes. And it's so important to get those kids in. So usually I say average age is around school-age children. We start at birth at our practice.
Wow, that's wild. Mm-hmm. I mean, because I wear contacts, and I remember being in, you know, middle school, or actually I was in elementary school, and I did not know that I could not see well until my mother took me to the eye doctor. And then it was like, wow, there's a whole new world out here. And I was struggling in school, but I did not know it was because I couldn't see the blackboard.
And that's what parents say to me all of the time, because they'll come in and the child will barely be able to read any letters on the chart, and they say, how did you not know that you couldn't see that well? Or the parent will be crying because how did I not know that my child couldn't see? And, you know, I always say children, they think that's normal.
Right.
They don't know the difference. I always say, too, they're not an adult driving a car going, I can't really see those street signs anymore. I better go to the eye doctor.
Exactly.
You know, so.
Right. Wow. Well, that is very, very interesting, and it's so true. I mean, because I always say this even with health, like you don't know how bad you feel until you start feeling good.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be the same thing with your eyes. You don't know how bad you are not, what you're missing until you start really seeing well and going to get checked out. And so, Dr. Elmer, you're also a surgeon as well, right?
Correct, yeah. So the way it works for medical doctors is you can do a residency. Once you decide you're going to specialize, I did a residency in ophthalmology. But if you want to further go on, you can do fellowship training beyond that. And I decided to do that in pediatrics, honestly, just because I like kids.
Uh-huh.
I know that seems funny, but I had taught a year of nursery school, and I just like children. And a lot of eye doctors don't like dealing with children because it's a lot more difficult, obviously, to try to examine a kid. You can't. Sometimes they don't want to sit still, and so you need a certain skill set to be able to do that. Also, I thought, boy, if I can get really good at operating on small eyeballs, I'm going to be better an adult surgeon.
Right.
So it's true. But so I see sort of the more complex stuff. A lot of times Dr. Quesada will see things and she can deal with it. But if the child actually needs surgery, she's going to refer them over to me. And the most common things I do for kids with eye surgery would be strabismus surgery, as Dr. Quesada had mentioned, which is a misalignment of the eyes. We can straighten them out. So that's one thing that I do routinely.
Wow.
So kids are born with eyes that are misaligned, or they develop a misalignment of the eyes, and we'll do surgery for that.
Uh-huh.
Believe it or not, kids can get cataracts. They can be born with them.
Right.
And so we need to operate on them. And it's really important to take an extra care with a child because, of course, the surgery is a little bit more complex. But in addition to that, if you have to deal with amblyopia, and you got to make sure that the kids are using their eyes correctly. So we worry about brain development and things like that. So there's a whole other aspect
when
you're operating with children.
Wow.
But
wow.
It's fun, believe it or not.
It is
I mean,
so
we
fun.
Like it.
I always say to parents, because they're like, oh, you're so patient with the child. It must be so difficult to do. And I say, what a boring day to deal with adults all day. You know? Like, the kids are goofy. I'm goofy, you know? So
right.
It just, you know, we work together well. So
oh, my gosh. It's so rewarding.
Fun.
It's got to be
like
so rewarding.
And like you said, not everyone wants to work with pediatrics. Not only are they squirmy and things like that, but I think doctors get nervous, too, because of how important it is to do it correctly.
yes.
for the rest of their lives.
Right, so, exactly. Yeah, yeah. And, I mean, you're talking your eyes. I mean, when I even, and I want to have you explain what cataracts yeah. are, because a lot of people, a lot of our listeners don't even know.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I've thought about the LASIK surgery before, and I don't even know if I'm a candidate, but you do offer, you know, like information for people to get more info on what it is, right?
Yeah, we have really a lot of ways to help you out. One is just to go to our website. There's a lot to, it's a lot to see there, www.ficte.com. And then also we do open houses every month, which are really great. So you come in, we serve some food, and we show a live
food.
Surgery. Yeah, food, great.
All right.
And we just answer questions, and we do it in a relaxed setting. So that's really nice. And you can come and watch surgeries. We operate 3 days a week, every Monday, Thursday, and Friday. Yesterday afternoon, I did about 20-some LASIK surgeries myself just yesterday. And so,
oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's really, there's lots of opportunities to learn. We're there, and we do offer a free screenings where you can come in and just have a little screening, or you can come in and go through the full evaluation, and we do that too. You're there actually for a couple hours. We have tons of technology now to help us to make sure that you're a good candidate. So we promise people the best eye exam that they've ever had just to make sure that you're a good candidate. And then the cost of that exam comes right off the cost of the laser if you decide to do it. So it's really free.
Wow. Okay. So people can go to info@ficte.com, F-I-C-H-T-E.com. And also the number is 1-800-309-2020.
2020. How about that?
Yeah. I like that. I've been on that. 1-800-309-2020 for more information. But we are going to come back. I want to get into, you know, the definition of some of these things like the you know, cataracts.
Sure.
And perhaps, you know, someone's listening right now and they have some questions on the LASIK surgery or on their cataracts or whatever it is, you know, their children. And when we come back from our endorsed sponsors, Dave will be on the phone and I will take call number one and number two, and they will actually win a prize. I have one of my exercise DVDs to give out today, one of the interval training DVDs, which, by the way, interval training is number one by the American College of Sports Medicine in the fitness trends for 2014 this year because it's such a quick way to break through a plateau you may be having. And so I'll give one of those videos away to the number one caller after we come back from break if they have a question for the doctors. And number two would be one of the Diavelio's little gift certificates for... Oh, my goodness, wonderful oil and vinegar there, all the great stuff that they have at their store there, too. So, again, we have from Ficte, Endel, and Elmer Eye Care, Dr. Adrian Quesada and Dr. Tom Elmer on. And so when we come back, we'll open up those phone lines, 883-5000, outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. Dave is on the lines. So we'll be right back with the Rotroot. Stay with us.
Life can take a toll on our bodies, but the doctors at Buffalo Spine and Sport Medicine can help. They treat injuries of the spine and musculoskeletal system non-surgically to decrease pain and restore function. They listen, they help, they explain.
This is Dr. Michael Cicchetti. So if you suffer from back, neck, joint, nerve pain, or headaches, take back your lifestyle and contact Buffalo Spine and Sports Medicine today. Call 716-626-0093 or visit buffspine.com.
Each day, 1,200 people are diagnosed with Alzheimer's. Recognizing that support can greatly improve the quality of life, Peregrine's Landing Assisted Living established the Memory Cafe. Participants get together for food, drink, and entertainment, and the sessions include presentations by educated professionals. But more so, allow individuals an opportunity to control their future. They learn to enhance the abilities they still have, create their life story to live on long after their memory is gone, and make their own life decisions while they still can. If you or a loved one suffers from memory loss, call Kasha at Peregrine's Landing at 893-3000.
Your body was built to heal itself. That's why it's so important to eat healthy and exercise. Another vital part in your commitment to care for the body God gave you is regular chiropractic adjustments. Dr. Matt Misiak in Amherst takes a holistic approach to total wellness through chiropractic care. And that's why I highly recommend him. I even take my 90-year-old mom to him to get adjusted. Call Dr. Misiak today at 564-8800 to set up your Raw Truth consultation.
This is The Raw Truth with Robbie Raw. Call with your questions and comments at 883-5000 or 1-800-684-2848.
And we are back, and so I'm so excited to have Dr. Tom Elmer and Dr. Adrienne Quezada on with me from FICTA Endo and Elmer Eye Care. And we were talking about how many things you do for children, pediatric, surgeries, pediatric care, all kinds of cataract surgeries, a cataract surgery lunch and learn. And that is coming up February 12th. At your office there, and actually you have offices in Niagara Falls and Amherst, right?
Correct.
And I want to talk about, cataract surgery, and are there some new developments, or first explain what cataract
is. Sure. Let me talk about cataracts first. So the big thing is a lot of people think a cataract is a growth in the eye. It's really not. In behind our iris, which is the pretty colored part of your eye, sits a lens that focuses. And that lens itself just becomes cloudy with time. And that's totally normal. We expect that. Even I tell people living at my age, I'm 44 now, that the lenses inside my eye aren't as clear as when I was 18. But gradually with time, they become more and more cloudy. And so it's just the cloudiness of the lens. And when we call it a cataract is when we look in under the microscope and we can literally see the cloudiness. And when it starts to degrade your vision, then we consider cataract surgery. So that's how we do it. And we do a lot of cataract surgery. I have over 30 surgeries scheduled for Monday alone.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's something that we do frequently. And that day, I'm doing only cataract surgery. Other days, I'm operating on children like we talked about. But on Monday, I'm just doing cataract surgery.
Wow. And so it's very common. And what are the ages that people have?
So in general, people are... I would say most people develop at least a little bit of cataract by the time they're 60 years old, but often, they'll be 90 before they consider cataract surgery. But keep in mind, like I was mentioned earlier, even sometimes children are born with cataracts, or if there's a trauma situation, you can get cataracts. But you can be born with them, you can develop them. There's hereditary cataracts where I have whole families that I've operated on, all the kids and the moms and dads as well, it's just hereditary. But the most common is just normal aging. People develop it. The lens gets cloudy. It is related to nutrition, sun and exposure, but also what you eat, diet, are factors. So people that are healthier are less likely to develop cataracts early than others. But the interesting thing is these days, a lot of times we like when people have cataracts. Because I'm a LASIK surgeon and we do a lot of LASIK, people come to see us that want LASIK, and I'll look and say, congratulations, you have a cataract. And they're like, what are you talking about? Why congratulations? Because these days with the computers we have, when we remove the natural lens in somebody's eyes that it's cloudy, we're going to replace it with a clear plastic lens. But we use a computer to measure the eye, and it'll tell us what power lens to put in there so the person can once again have good distance vision.
Oh, my gosh.
And one of the advances now is that's even happened since I've been out of school is we have the development of bifocal lenses. So you can literally take somebody that wears glasses, been wearing glasses all their life, and wears bifocals, and you can put a bifocal inside the eye, and they can see distance and near, be able to read a book, and drive pass a driver's test with no glasses at all. It's amazing.
That's it. I'm coming in the office, okay? That's enough said for me, because, yes, oh, absolutely, I had no idea.
Yeah.
So the cataract surgery will help them see, and it's a laser.
Yeah, so that's one of the newest advances is we were actually the first in West New York to get a laser to do laser cataract surgery. We've been using these lasers for years for LASIK, but recently the laser has a new application. The same laser that we use for LASIK surgery can now be used for cataract surgery. And basically what the laser does is make some of the incisions for us that we need to do. Can make the incision in the lens itself and chop the lens up. Make an opening in the lens, and so we have a laser that can do that. Not everybody's eligible for that, but when we come in, we actually do a full exam and make sure that you're a good candidate, and then if you're a good candidate for the laser, we'll explain to you how that works. But it's sort of taken a lot out of us. I mean, Dr. Endel always says, I'm pretty good. I do a lot of cataract surgery, and I can make those incisions. I've been doing it for a long time, but there's just no way a human hand is going to be as accurate as a laser beam. Absolutely. And that's all there is to it.
Wow. That's, and, when I think of anyone touching my eyes. God has only given us two eyes. And so you want to go to somebody who's cutting edge and someone who you can trust. And my goodness,
we pride ourselves on having the best technology out there.
Wow. I mean,
you try to be the best person you can be and take care of everybody to the best of your ability. But, you know, a lot of that has to do with what technology is out there. So that's why when this technology came out, because we're LASIK surgeons as well and we do a lot of laser surgery, it just made sense for us to purchase this laser and do that technology. And it's becoming more and more commonplace. Since we've bought ours, there's actually a couple other lasers in town now as well.
Wow. So 83-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And if you are the first caller that calls in today, you'll get one of my exercise DVDs, the interval training. Doctor, you mentioned, and if you're just joining us, we're on with Dr. Tom Elmer and Dr. Adrian Quesada from Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care. And, you know, you mentioned about diet and sun, and explain that, how that affects our eyesight.
So there's a lot that's still unknown, honestly, but we know that people that are sickly, poor diet are going to have a higher incidence of cataracts. And so we know that nutrition is a factor. So certain vitamins are well known, like vitamin A to affect the eyes.
Carrots.
Yes, right. Good carrots. Everybody knows that. But healthy lifestyle. And then, you know, the other thing is also off the cataract topic, but it's well known that macular degeneration or deterioration of the back lining of the eye is related to nutrition as well. And so when people come in with that, we're putting them on supplements typically. And that's actually been proven to be effective to decrease the progression of macular degeneration. But with cataracts, a little less known, but there's no doubt it's a factor. Nutrition is a factor. Healthier people, less likely to get cataracts.
How about sun lamps and sunlights and all that stuff? Because I know people
have cumulative exposure over your lifetime, you know, that contributes to cataract formation, also to macular degeneration. So it's always recommended to have sunglasses on outside, brimmed hat, something like that to protect your eyes.
I don't think people in general think that they're protecting their eyes. I think they're helping themselves see, you know, without the bright sun. I certainly don't. I think, okay, I'm going to put my sunglasses on because it's bright, but not protect my eyes.
It really is, though.
Sorry. Yeah. Cataracts, but around the eyelid skin, too, developing carcinomas, things like that. So.
Wow. Well, we have Michael from Grand Island on. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Well, thank you for calling in. Did you have a question from one of our doctors from Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care?
You know, I do. It's kind of a general question, but I was just wondering if can I get away with cheap reading glasses instead of paying for, let's say, expensive prescription lenses?
You can, depending on your type of prescription. You know, if you have the same vision in between the eyes, great vision far away. A lot of people that come out of LASIK surgery or cataract surgery do wear just over-the-counter readers. The problem can occur when you have different prescriptions between the eyes. You have a distance prescription, and it's a one size fits all. So when we actually measure you for glasses, we measure the distance between your pupils. So if you are not in that one size fits all category, you actually could get eye strain from those glasses. So it would be good to get an eye exam, and then we could determine whether that you would be good for that or not.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. Thank you. That's great.
Michael, and we have your information, and you'll get one of my DVDs.
Great. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling in. God bless.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Well, and that's a good question, because also, you know, there's so many websites right now where you can call in online glasses, contacts, things like that. I mean, how do you feel about that? Probably not good.
Yeah, you have to be a little careful.
Yeah.
The biggest thing that Dr. Quesada just mentioned, the biggest concern with that is just measuring the distance between the two eyes. If it's not centered, you're not going to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
So you really need that. If you have all that information, then you can. But usually people don't have that information. So usually you see an optician. You already know about I'm an ophthalmologist, surgeon, Dr. Quesada, an optometrist, but there's also opticians. Opticians are the other O in ophthalmology and optometry, and those guys fit glasses. So a lot of what they're doing is just making sure it fits properly on the face. In an adult, it isn't as much as a concern, but what we talked about earlier in children, it could be disastrous if you give the wrong prescription because it's the developmental stage. The reason we're specialized in kids is because if you don't do it correctly, it's going to affect development.
Wow.
And so that happens in the first 10 years of life. And that's, like I said, a lot of reasons why people don't want to deal with children is because there's that whole layer. If you don't get it right, the glasses prescription's wrong, you're not treating them appropriately, it's going to affect their development, and then that's for life.
Wow.
So that's why it's more serious for kids.
My goodness gracious. I mean, it makes sense. I know we're going to go to our endorsed sponsors in a second. And when we come back, I want to talk about LASIK surgery and what that means and all of that. And also, you have recently been approved to build some new technology.
Yes.
So we won't tell them what it is yet when we come back from our endorsed sponsors. So we are on with Dr. Tom Elmer and Dr. Adrian Quesada from Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care. When we come back, again, our phone lines will be open 883-5000 outside of Buffalo, 1-800-684-2848. And if you have a question for one of the doctors, or maybe you have a comment, maybe you've had some of the surgery that they're talking about, I have a gift certificate for you from DeValio's Oil and Vinegar. Awesome, awesome stuff. I love the blood orange over there. Oof, good stuff. All right, so time is running out, but Dave is still on the phones. When we come back, we'll be here again with the doctors, and we'll be waiting for your call. We'll be right back with the Raw Truth.
As a registered nurse and holistic nutritionist, it is my desire to take care of our bodies the way God intended. That's why I love Pine Pharmacy. They exceed customer expectation when it comes to quality and products. Whether it's bioidentical hormones you need, expert advice, natural remedies, compounds, or supplementation, you need to go to Pine Pharmacy, a family-owned business with locations in Niagara Falls and Williamsville. Call 332-2288 or just stop in and let them know Robbie sent you. As women, we have special needs, needs only women can understand. Dr. Judith Ortmanabe and all of the staff at All Care for Women in East Amherst are your trusted choice for OBGYN. Named one of the top doctors in Western New York by Buffalo Spree, Dr. Ortmanabe offers top quality care and services from routine GYN exams to high-risk prenatal care and delivery. For your confidential appointment, call 634-9303. That's 634-9303. And be sure to let her know you heard it right here on The Raw Truth.
Pain is your body's cry for help. Shoulder pain, hip, knee, ankle pain, doesn't matter. Your body is trying to tell you something's wrong. Dr. Gambagorda of Northtown Orthopedics, he focuses on management of musculoskeletal pain in children and adults. He incorporates his caring, attentive approach to patients with state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical techniques for new injuries and chronic problems. Call and schedule an appointment with Dr. Gambagorda today at 716-636-1470.
Fine-tune mind, body, soul, and spirit with Robbie Raw. This is The Raw Truth.
And the show goes way too fast. It always goes too fast. If you're just joining us, we have Dr. Tom Elmer and Dr. Adrian Quesada on from Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care. And before we went on break here, we were talking about something new. You were just approved to build a modern technology advanced surgery center.
Yeah, that's right.
Tell me about that.
It's really great. We're really lucky. We have this population. We have two offices, one in Niagara Falls and one in Amherst, and we've been working in Amherst, our surgery center, but a lot of our patients from Niagara Falls would have to travel all the way to Amherst. So it's a long process, and we have to get approval from the state to find a piece of property and then get approval to build the surgery center. And so we just recently got approval to do that, and we got the property rezoned. So we're really excited. We're going to have a new office right in Niagara Falls, right off the highway.
Wow.
And very convenient for a lot of patients from Grand Island, Lewiston, Youngstown, Niagara Falls area. And it's really neat because we're in the process of, meeting with architects and building this building. But the biggest process was just getting this approval to do it.
Wow.
And so we have the state approval, so we're going full bore and just about by the end of 2014, we should have doors open. So we're really excited to have a new office.
And
with all the technology that's out there and this laser cataract that we told you about earlier, we're going to have it right in the office. So our office is going to be connected to a surgery center, and we're going to have the lasers right there all in one place. So it's going to be very convenient for the patients. And because it's a new office, you can get to use all these newer technologies right there.
Wow.
So really provide the best possible care we can for each person.
Cutting edge stuff. I love it, love it. And in this area, you know, I believe that people do, they don't know. I mean, you know, you don't know where to go because there's so many places. You know, you see, you know, advertisements for, you know, a couple pairs of glasses for $69, an eye exam, and everything. It's confusing, you know, so people are conscious of their pocketbook. But, of course, a lot of what you're talking about, your insurance pays for, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, that's what's really lucky. Like I said earlier, somebody comes in and they want LASIK, and I'll say, well, you're really lucky you have cataracts. Because, excuse me, cataracts is covered by insurance typically. So for those patients, they thought they were going to have a significant investment, and turns out they don't. Their insurance is going to cover it, and they get to see without glasses. It's amazing.
I am going to be in to see you guys.
You know, it's one thing I always say to people, one of my favorite parts of the job where I work is the fact that I can do my job well. I think they have given me the tools to do my job well.
And that's important.
So, yeah, absolutely.
I know I was frustrated as a nurse when I was nursing because, you know, we're so short-staffed and everything else. You've got to feel like not only has God given us, you know, what we need to serve others, but we also need the tools to do it and, you know, the staff and the support and everything else. So it does go along with, you know, patient care. I also want to talk about the LASIK surgery. And I know you have an open house coming up for that on February 27th. So the cataract surgery lunch and learn is February 12th. And then on February 27th, you have LASIK open house. And what is LASIK surgery? Explain that.
Okay, so LASIK surgery is what we call a refractive surgery, which is a surgery to reduce dependency on glasses. And the way that it works, it's really just an amazing technology. And like I said, people are welcome to come and watch live surgery at Monday.
Ooh.
Or Wednesday, Thursday, Friday we operate. Wow. And people can come and watch. We have a window that you can watch it. But basically what the surgery does is uses a laser to mold the cornea. The cornea is the front part of the eye, the clear cap of the eye. So when light hits that, it's bent. So we have a computer that measures the eye, measures how it's bent, and then we line you up with the laser, and the laser molds the cornea, changes the shape of it, very precise, and that by doing so, it changes the way that you see. And so what we do at our office is we measure your eye. We use these computers to do it to make sure that you're eligible. And then the surgery is very simple. We just line you up under this machine, and it can laser your eye to change the shape of it. So that's the basic way of doing it. And then the newest development is we have a laser to make a flap. So we actually, to help the healing, so it takes place very quickly, we remove a thin layer of tissue, put it off to the side, laser, and put the tissue back. That's what's called LASIK. And the recovery is very quick. In fact, like I said, I operated about 20 surgeries yesterday, and I would say I think all of them could pass a driver's test the first day.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is wild. And it's something that's so common. I mean, because people think, ooh, it sounds scary, you know, but it's you all do so much of it.
Yeah.
It's awesome. So that LASIK open house is coming up February 27th, but you might be a candidate for cataract surgery, and then you could see well with that.
That's right. And at that LASIK open house that we have in the evening, we also split people up into groups that we think that might be better candidates for cataract surgery, because a lot of times, like you said, people don't know. All they know is they want to be able to see better without glasses. So we do both things on that. So we will talk about LASIK, and we also will talk about cataract surgery, and also these premium lenses that we have, bifocal intraocular lenses.
Wow. So, awesome stuff. So there's it's info@ficta.com, FICHTE.com, and 1-800-309-2020 for Ficta Endel and Elmer Eye Care, 1-800-309-2020. Dr. Quezada, I want to talk about, you know, nutrition and supplements and the effects of smoking even affects our eyes, correct?
Yes, definitely. You know, with macular degeneration, like Tom said earlier, we can tell someone if you have mild to moderate macular degeneration. medication, there's a special vitamin that you can take that will actually slow down the progression of the disease so it doesn't get into the later stages. But I also have family members, you know, that have, you know, it's in their family history of macular degeneration. And they say to me, should I take those supplements? And that hasn't really been proven to work. Okay? So what I usually tell them, if you have it in your family history, is if you're not taking a multivitamin, to start taking that. Okay?
Right.
I really try to do it rather than, I'm for supplements, definitely, but I try to add it into their diet.
Yes.
You know, I'd rather have them eat the foods when they're younger.
Amen.
Rather than, you know, relying on a pill that's going to, they think it's going to be the magic cure. So I usually tell them, you know, start with the leafy greens, like the spinach. Now they have the kale baby greens, too. Those are wonderful. Okay, right. That's your number one. I also tell them the carrots, like we said, tomatoes. So I usually, you know, say have just like a kale or a spinach salad with tomatoes and carrots every day. And then your berries, you know, your brightly colored fruits. That's what the antioxidants. They're going to fight off those free radicals that are actually what destroys the tissue and the macula and causes that central loss of vision.
Wow.
Okay? And then your brightly colored vegetables also. So anything bright is what's going to contain the vegetables. I'm sorry, the nutrients that are good for the eyes.
Right.
Now, we talked about cataracts, too. They've proven that vitamin C does slow down the progression of cataracts. Another thing, and they did a study that proved, especially for women, is high sugar levels, like diabetics. They tend to get cataracts earlier, but women in general who eat lots of sweets, white breads, the whites, the bads, those will actually cause cataracts.
Wow.
So,
very interesting. Yes, I did not know that. You know, good stuff. Obviously, the leafy green vegetables are, you know, something that, you know, I always tell people beef or kale is the new beef. You know, it has more iron than beef and it has more calcium than dairy. So plants are wonderful for everything, even your eyes. So Liz from Clarence, you're on the Raw Truth. Good morning. Liz, are you there, Liz? Hello, Liz.
Hello.
Liz,
yes.
Can you hear us?
Oh, I can, yes. Mm-hmm.
And how are you this morning?
Doing well, thank you, and yourself?
Very good. Did you have a question for the doctors?
Yes, I did. I wanted to see if there was some way to still obtain surgery if one eye is missing a percentage of film. I was told I had a reduced amount of film covering my cornea, and I hope I understood my doctor correctly, but according to that, it was creating a dry eye type of problem in my right eye. So what I wanted to do is find out if I'm still a candidate for LASIK surgery or a corrective surgery.
Sure, that's a great question. The big issue is with LASIK surgery, because some of the nerve endings are cut, it can actually increase dry eye symptoms. So now that we know that, we screen for dry eyes and treat it prior to any LASIK surgery or cataract surgery for that matter. So when people come in, we tell you to plan to be there for a couple hours, plan on the most thorough eye exam you've ever had in your life, because it's very important that we screen patients to make sure that they're okay for surgery. But typically what happens is if somebody has a dryness issue, we're very good at treating that now, and there's lots of different things that we can do for dry eye to make it so that's better. And once we've treated the dry eye, then we can proceed with surgery. So that's typically how we do it. And speaking of nutrition, like Dr. Quezada was just talking about, that's one way to improve dryness. We use fish oils or flaxseed oils to try to make the tears more oily. And of course, oil doesn't evaporate as much as water, and so tears are more oily, so that's one way to treat it. We can use artificial tears, supplements, just a topical drop. There's these little plugs that we can put in the outflow system where we put a plug in the drainage mechanism so that your tears don't drain out as much. There's a prescription medicine called Restasis that can help produce better tears. So there's a lot we can do for dryness. So the best thing is come on in. We'll take a look at you. I'm more than happy to. And we'll evaluate the dryness and get it the best we can before we would proceed.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, Liz, thank you for calling in. We'll get back to you, Liz, because you will get a gift certificate, okay?
Oh, well, thank you very much.
God bless.
Very informative.
Okay, thank you. Take care. God bless. So we are running out of time. We're just going to have you guys back on again, okay?
Yes,
this is not enough time. It goes too fast. So Dr. Tom Elmer and Dr. Adrian Quezada, thank you so much for coming
in.
Thank you.
And you have so much information. We could have had a three-hour show.
All right, I told you.
And, excellent. We'll talk more about this. Victa Endel and Elmer Eye Care. Give them a call, 1-800-309-2020. You want to see 2020? Call 1-800-309-2020 or go to info@victa.com. It's FICHTE. And so God bless you guys. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much. God bless you, Robbie.
Everybody, thanks for tuning in. And we'll be right back here next week with Dr. Matt Misiak. God bless.
The preceding program is sponsored by The Raw Truth.